Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever thought about why you need a sales force? Why your business needs a sales force? Well, I certainly can understand that. I can understand why you would ask that question. I'd also go back in time, and, you know, I'm not really that old, but let's go down memory lane just for a second. Let's talk about the way it used to be. My father grew up in a town outside of Pittsburgh that was actually called East Pittsburgh. It was, 25 miles, 30 miles from Pittsburgh. I don't know the exact mileage. Westinghouse was the main employer. There were 10,000 people that worked at Westinghouse. It was a huge plant. But, you know, when you walk down the street, you knew people. There was Lenny the grocer. I actually knew him. Lenny was the guy that had the little grocery store, and I guess he was before MasterCard and Visa. He had the book. So you would come in and you would get your groceries, and he'd put it in the book, and this is what you owed him. And when payday came, you came and saw Lenny, and you paid them. And then there were the Carbely brothers, Gene and Glenn. They fixed your car. And there was Mr. Prager, the cleaner, and he was also the tailor at the same time. Did exquisite work, you know, old school, learned from being a child. And if you wanted some hardware, you went to see Sam the hardware guy. You know, but my favorite was the Cut-Rate grocery store. I guess it was the forerunner to CVS, Walgreens, one of those stores. But they had a soda fountain. And when I would see Mo, I was just a little kid, and Mo would say, "Hey, kid, come over here." And he'd say to the person working behind the soda department, "Give that kid an ice cream soda and put two scoops on with lots of ice cream." Geez, I liked that guy. He was just so nice to me. And the police. There was Red the policeman and Lefty. Lefty was one of the policemen. And all of these people my father and mother were personal friends with. They knew them all. And that's just the beginning. There was the chicken store where they really had chickens in the back room. The chickens were fresh. Everybody knew everybody. Didn't have to sell. Didn't have to run ads, didn't have to say this is what we needed to do. Everybody knew where they were going to go buy things. There were two movie theaters that you went to. You stayed in your little town, and as a child, heaven forbid you did something that wasn't right, your parents would get calls from every single neighbor all the way down the street talking about how you were misbehaving. People looked out for each other. You didn't need to have a marketing and sales department because we knew everybody knew everybody. Truly amazing. It was grand times. But things changed. People moved away. The Westinghouse plant closed. People moved in different directions. And today, people don't know each other that way. You know, the people that you want to do business with don't know who you are. That's why you have to use social media. That's why you have to tell them who you are. You have to build the trust that used to exist because you were neighbors. You have to put yourself in front of them and say, "Here I am. I can do great work for you. My price is competitive. It's reasonable. You want to do business with me." Because you don't know Lenny the grocer. And Mo's not going to give you that ice cream sundae with Hershey's syrup and whipped cream and two scoops of ice cream. What kind of ice cream you want, kid? You want vanilla? You want chocolate? See, Mo always had a cigar in his mouth, and that's kind of how he talked. I don't know of anyone today that has that kind of connection. So we have to make that connection. We have to make it through social media. We have to make it through our websites. We have to make it through our marketing. We have to have salespeople that go out and tell people who we are. They're our evangelists. They spread the word. They're out there in the far reaches of your trading territory, saying, this is who we are. This is what we can do for you. Do business with us. We're better than the competitors. We're competitively priced. We'll help you make money. That's why you need a sales force. And when you have that sales force out there beating the drum, turning up those prospects and making sales for you and closing the sales, well, then you will prosper. So although we don't have the community we once had, business people need to create the community. You need to create the community of people that you need to do business with. But first you need to know who you're going to do business with. Who is the target market? What is our unique selling position? How can we train our salespeople well? How can we give great customer service? They're not going to buy from you just because you're there or you put up a website. So think about it. Think how you can create your own family of business and extended family and get those sales going. This is Howard LeWinter. And you know, it was enjoyable going down memory lane. I mean, I think it was really quite extraordinary knowing all those people growing up. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.